The Tosefta, in the fifth parak of Pesachim, says that Pesach eino nechal ela balayla, v'eino nechal ela ad chatzos, v'ein chayoven olav mishum nosar, v'ein machshova poseles bo mishum pigol ad shiyale amura shachar. The Tosefta is very difficult because the Zman Achilas HaPesach is until Chatzos. This Tosefta reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria that Ein HaPesach Nechal Elad Chatzos. Therefore, from Chatzos V'Elech, the time for Achila has passed, it should become Nosar. And yet the Tosefta establishes that it doesn't become Nosar until daybreak. Ad Shiyala Amura Shachar. Furthermore, if a person had a machshava to eat the Pesach after Chatzos, that would become a machshava of chutz l'zmano, machshavas pigul. And yet, the Braisa says that ein chayov mishum nosar upigul ad sheyala amura shachar. The Arzarua in Psachim raises this question. He says, v'kashali, the b'shili arvei Psachim, Diek de haPesach eino nechal elo ad chatzos miriktoni b'masnisin haPesach arch chatzos mitamei esay yadayim is alma mi chatzos haminosar uputosefta tanya. The Tosefta says ein chayov nolei mishum nosar. What's going on? Let's take a look at Tosus in Masechta Brachos on Daf Tesomet Alf. Dibur Amaskil Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Vim Tomar Hechi Motzi L'Meimer Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Ad Chatzos V'Aksiv Lo Sasiru Menu Ad Boker. The Torah says explicitly that it becomes Nosar with Boker Mashma Ad Boker Mia Motzi L'Achlo. Nosar is the time for Achila has passed. And if the Nosar is suspended until Boker, it means the time for Achila hasn't passed until Boker. And Tosus gives an answer. But before we see Tosus' answer, the point that has to be made is that when Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says that the Pesach is Eino Nechal Elad Chatzos, and yet he has to admit, as we saw in the Tosefta, and that's Mashbos and the Krah, that it doesn't become Nosar until the Boker, as it says, Ad Boker. So the Shem Nosar does not emerge until Boker. I Einu Nechal El Ad Chatzos. The answer must be that the Halach of Chatzos in Korban Pesach is not a din in the Kedushas HaKorban itself. The din Achiloso Ad Chatzos is halacha in the mitzvah achilas haPesach, as formulated in the pasuk v'ochlos habasa b'layla zeh, that the zman kiyum mitzvah of achilas Pesach is b'leil tesvav up until but not beyond chatzos. But that's not halacha in the ikar chalos korban Pesach, as far as kedushas korban itself. And if you look in Pesachim adaf kuf chaf amid beis, Rava says, Achal matzah b'zman hazeh li'achar chatzos Rav Elazar ben Azaria lo yatzo yidei chovoso mishum de'iskash le'pesach. Matzah is equated to Korban Pesach, and therefore matzah has to be eaten before chatzos. Now, if the halacha of chatzos in Korban Pesach was a halacha in the Shem Kodesh, in the Korban itself, How does the analogy to matzah make any sense? From the very fact that the din of chatzos in matzah is derived, according to Rava, from achilas haPesach ad chatzos, it must be that we're talking about the din of achilas Pesach as a separate mitzvah of achilas haPesach. If it was the din in the Ikar Shem Kodesh of the Karbon, how can we compare Chatzos of a Karbon to Pesach? I'm sorry, Chatzos of a Karbon in the case of Karbon Pesach to Matzah and Maror? In Matzah Mara, there is no Din Nosar. It's absolute Chulin. It must be that we're talking about the Din Chatzos as a reflection of the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, has nothing to do with the Shem Kodesh. Every Shem Kodesh, every Karbon, can be eaten until it becomes Nosar, as its allotted time. How do we have a right to take the allotted time of this Karbon in Hilchas Kodshim and derive conclusions about Matzah, which is Chulin, unless we say that this man of Ad Chatzos has nothing to do with the Shem Karbon? It has to do only with the mitzvah sachila, and that makes it, shall we say, analogous to the mitzvah sachila of matzah. And now we understand why Nosar is postponed, does not emerge until the Boker, because the Shem Nosar is a reflection of the Shem Kodesh of the Karbon. And the Shem Kodesh of the Karbon, the achila is Ad HaBoker, that's when it becomes Nosar. That's as far as the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach as a mitzvah unto itself. And there's a yisod from Rab Chaim that basically Pesach has two dini Achila that are separate one from the other. There's one mitzvah Achilas HaPesach derived from the pasuk V'yachlos HaBosa B'layla Zeh, and then there's Achil of Karbonos from the pasuk V'yachalta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, and Karbon Pesach, insofar as it's a karbon like any other karbon, comes under the mitzvah Achil of Karbonos V'yachalta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. All of Kodshim Kalim are included in the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, and Karbon Pesach is no different. It doesn't fall short of any Kodshim Kalim, and it's included therefore in the mitzvah Achilas Kodshim. And that din achila has nothing to do with the mitzvah achila of al matzah sumrom yochlu, of yochlos habos b'layla zeh. That's a universal mitzvah in Kodshim that's engendered by the Shem Kodesh. And that's a separate din achila, not to be confused with the din achila of mitzvah sapesach derived from yochlos habos b'layla zeh. And if you take a look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, you'll see in Mitzvah Aseh Beites a definition of the Mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim Kalim. And as we said before, the Mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim Kalim includes all Kodshim Kalim and includes Karban Pesach as well. And therefore, based on this Reb Chaim, we can clarify what we said before about the Din of Chatzos according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah. That Din is in the special, unique mitzvah of achilas karban pesach derived from the pasuk v'yachlos habasa zeh, but as far as the universal mitzvah of achilas pesach v'toras kodshim kalim, there's no din of chatzos at all, and therefore we understand very well why karban pesach does not become nosar at the moment of chatzos, because that din chatzos is not a shear in the mitzvah of achilas pesach b'toris kodshim, b'toris karmon, but rather to shear in the mitzvah achilas pesach b'leil tesvav is a separate independent mitzvah of achila. As far as achilas kodshim, as far as dine karmon, the din achila is to extend the time period until alos hashachar, and the full night is given for the achila as a universal mitzvah achila of kodshim kalim as a din karmon. And therefore, the Sinosar, which depends upon the Dini Karbon, only emerges with Amud HaShachar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boker. All this is quite clear, and that makes the Tosefta very sharp. The Tosefta points out that a Pesach Enu Nechal Ela Balayla, and we're talking about the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach as a special separate achila. The Eino Nechal El Ad Chatzos reflecting the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but the Ein Chayov and Alev Mishum Nosar. But nevertheless, as far as achila b'toras kodshim b'toras karbonos under the general mitzvah of Yachalta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and as far as the sunosa which emerges after that time allotment has passed, that is totally an Amud HaShachar. However, there is a problem here. And the Tosefta says that the Korban Pesach after Chatzos is Metamei Es HaYodayim. That was the question, if you recall, of the Or Zeruah. The halacha is that after Chatzos, the Korban Pesach is Metamei Es HaYodayim. Now, why should that be so? If there's still a mitzvah of Achila, Midin, Achilas Kodshim, there should be no reason why the Korban Pesach is Metamei Es HaYodayim. On the contrary, we should be eating the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, at least mitzad the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. And apparently the conclusion that we have to derive is that there's a separate halacha in Pesach that it should be eaten only b'toras mitzvaso. In other words, even though Pesach as Kodshim Kalami din Korban should be eaten even beyond Chatzos, but nevertheless the Torah established the mitzvah Sachila in Korban Pesach, and that mitzvah of Achila, which is derived from the Pesach V'Ochlos HaBosav HaLayla Zeh, sets up a limitation in the Achilas B'sar HaKorban B'Torah's Korban. And once the mitzvah of the Ochlos HaBosav HaLayla Zeh is paka, then ipso facto, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach B'Torah's Achilas Kodshim is also paka. And this is a unique halach, of course, in Pesach, that we don't find in any other Kodshim Kalim, that there's a special mitzvah to eat Kodshim Kalim, Shlomim, or Todah, whatever it might be. And therefore, the Achilas Kodshim extends until the morning. And that's when the Isinosa sets in. But in the case of Achilas Pesach, where the Torah added to the general mitzvah of Achilas HaKarmon, a special mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, then the din is that we have to eat the Korban, not just B'toras Achilas Kodshim, but B'toras Achilas Korban Pesach. And that mitzvah, which is a unique mitzvah on the night of Tesvav, limits the time period for eating Pesach B'toras Kodshim, and the normal universal mitzvah Achilas Kodshim is now curtailed because we have to have an Achila sheyesh ba mitzvah Achilas HaPesach. In other words, we can't separate the Achila and say that after Chatzos we'll have an Achila B'toras Kodshim. That, you know, the Torah has clipped the wings of an Achila B'toras Kodshim by circumscribing it to the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. When the Achila is an Achilas Pesach, then it's an Achilas Kodshim. And that applies up until Chatzos, but not beyond. And that's why the Gemara establishes that the Korban Pesach after Chatzos is Metamei Es HaYodayim. And the source for this is the Gemara in Psachim Adaf Mem Alef Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Achal Tzli Mibodjon Chayef, Minon, Tichsiv V'Ochlos HaBosar Balayla Zeh, Balayla In, Bayom Lo. In other words, there's a separate lav not to eat the Korban Pesach Biyom. And that lav is not a separate lav for Erev Pesach, but rather that lav engenders an isur of anyone who eats this Korban Pesach shelo kimitzvaso, which is balayla. Yom, meaning Erev Pesach, is just one example of an achila shelo kimitzvaso. But the same would apply laila, if you eat it shelo kimitzvaso, there's a separate isur. And therefore, if a person eats the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, he violates V'Ochlos HaBosav HaLayla Zeh as a separate Isur, and the Torah therefore has to be Mafkia the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, which would normally allow him to eat it through the night, and now he cannot eat it until Chatzos. If you take a look in the Hasagas Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvos Aseh Yud Beis, the Ramban argues with the Rambam. The Rambam omits in his Tareg mitzvahs this mitzvah saseh of Achilas Korban Pesach. The Ramban understands that the Iser that enjoins us from eating the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach B'yom, which is derived from B'layla Zeh V'lo B'yom, that's not an Isur Midinei Korban Pesach. That's an Isur unto itself that enjoins us from eating the Korban Pesach B'yom. And therefore, if B'layla Zeh V'lo B'yom engenders a separate Isur of Achilas Korban Pesach B'yom, why did the Rambam omit this in his Taryag? He should have counted it. But the Rambam, on the other hand, to defend the Rambam, holds that the Isur of eating the Korban Pesach before Laila is an Isur of eating Korban Pesach Shalo Bizman Mitzvaso. And therefore, as we said before, if you eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, he violates that same Isur. This Isur is really a din in Dinei Korban Pesach, that we shouldn't be mevatel the Korban Pesach from its mitzvah. And therefore there's no need to count this mitzvah as a separate mitzvah in Taryag, because it's included in all the dinim of Korban Pesach. So as whereas the Ramban understands that this is a separate Isur, not to eat the Korban Pesach dafka by Yom, and when the Pasuk says Balayla and excludes Yom, it's engendering a new Isur, and therefore it's not a din of Dini Korban Pesach, but rather a new independent Isur of eating the Korban Pesach by Yom. The Ramban, on the other hand, would understand that this Isur means don't be mevatel the Korban Pesach from its mitzvah achila. As we said before, it applies even after Chatzos, and therefore it's included in the general dinim and mitzvah of Korban Pesach. No need to count it as a separate category, as a separate mitzvah in Taryag. Now, if we swing back to the question of Pigul, then if we come to the conclusion that Chatzos is the limit as a shir in the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, but it really has nothing to do with the Shem Kodesh of the Korban, then we begin to understand why there's not no machsheves pigul if he has in mind to eat the korban beyond chatzos, even though again he's not allowed to eat the korban beyond chatzos. But that Isur is engendered not by the shem kodesh of the korban, but rather by the separate mitzvah of achilas pesach b'leil tesvav. And really, in and of itself, the mitzvah of achilas kodshim is not paka after chatzos. It's only a spin-off, so to speak, of the fact that the Torah wants to combine the mitzvah achilas kodshim with the mitzvah of achilas haPesach, and therefore it's absolutely clear why there's no machsheves pigul. Machsheves pigul means chutz l'zmano of the korban b'toras korban, but has nothing to do with the chutz l'zmano of the mitzvah leil pesach b'toras mitzvah leil pesach. And therefore we swing back to the Tosefta that we began with, that establishes that there's no machsheves pigul to pasal the korban unless he has a machshava to eat it past Amud HaShachar. Because again, as far as the dinim engendered by Achilas HaKorban are concerned, the Shem Kodesh of the korban, the zman of the Achilas korban is up until Amud HaShachar. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Pesach is mitamias yadayim from chatzos, like any nosar. But that's a din in tumas yadayim, because as far as tumas yadayim is concerned, we don't need a shame nosar in the chefza. All we need is the fact that the time for eating the korban pesach has passed, and you're not allowed to eat it beyond that time. And then we institute the gzera of tumas yadayim because we're afraid of chashti kahuna or atzli kahuna, whatever it is. However, the din of nosar, that depends upon the hafkas achilas hakarba b'toras kodshim with the shem kodesh, and that is not knowing until Amud HaShachar. With regard to the Isur nosar on Pesach, The Rav Zichrono Livracha, and this is quoted in Hare Kedem, in Simon Dalid, he pointed out the following Ha'ara. If you read the Rambam carefully in Perek Yud Milchus Karban Pesach Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Tzorech Adam Lishtadel Shelo Yashir B'Basar HaPesach Ad Boker. Shenemar, Lo Sasir Menu Ad Boker. V'chein B'Sheni, meaning Karban Pesach Sheni, Shenemar Lo Yashir B'Menu Ad Boker. The language of the Rambam is very difficult. What do you mean, Tzorech Adam Lishtadel? We're talking about a Lav Doraisim in a Torah. And you can tell me that we require a shtadlus? Tzorech Adam Lishtadel? And if you looked in the Rambam in the same parak Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Osol Aniach Mi Pesar Chagigas Yudal Yom HaShlishi. The Rambam doesn't say there's a Chiv Ishtadlus. Or if you look in the Rambam Psuli Mikdoshim, the Rambam says, Osol Ahosir Mi Pesar Kodshim Liachar Zman Achiloso. Why does he change his Sprach? And he uses the language of Tzorech Lishtadel with regard to the Isur Nosar Shalol Ahosir Mi Pesar Pesach. And the Rav suggested the following answer, that since Pesach is Eino Nechal El Limenuyov, anyone who eats the Karban Pesach has to be Manuy on the Karban Pesach. And let's say, for example, Minuyov Muatim, they have enough people to be Manuy on the Pesach to guarantee that the Pesach would be eaten. The entire Karban Pesach would be eaten, dividing it up amongst the Minuyim. And maybe some of the Minuyim are not able to eat the Pesach, especially if you have a limited number of Minuyim in the group. Now, there's no Iser of Nosar if the Karban is not completely consumed and he leaves over part of the Karban. Because in the case of the Iser Nosar, we're talking about a case of Mezid, which means he had the ability to eat the Karban Pesach. I'm sorry, in Kodshim in general, he had the ability to eat the carbon, and he deliberately left the carbon, postponed its eating until after it became Nosar. That's the Iser of Bal Tosiru. But here in Pesach, where we have a whole other element that plays into the equation, we need Minuyim, it's very possible that not B'mezid, but B'shogeg, he didn't get enough Minuyim on the carbon, they won't be able to eat the entire carbon, and it becomes Nosar. And the Rambam wants to establish a special Isur that the Torah imposed upon a person with regard to Karban Pesach, Shalola Hoser Mipsar Pesach, even Bishogeg, meaning here the halacha is Tzorech Adam Lishtadel, he has to do his maximum to guarantee that the entire Karban Pesach will be eaten, make sure that there's enough Minuyim, and at the same time, that the Minuyim will be able to eat the Karban Pesach and consume it and it won't become Nosar. And this is a special Isur in Karban Pesach that even though normally under the universal halachos of Nosar, this is certainly an amazing situation, but the Torah requires a special care to be meticulous about the fact that you can guarantee that there'll be enough Minuyim in order to eat the entire Karban Pesach without leaving any part of it to become Nosar. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis of Hilchos Karban Pesach, Yochid Sheshochat Es HaPesach Liatzmo Kosher Vehu Sheyeroi Lechol Es Kulo. This is based on a sugya in Psachim, in Karban Pesach, Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yochid, V'yochel Liochlo, Shochten Olav. And Rashi explains that even if you have a Chabur of Mea, he says, Yochid, V'yochel Lechol, Kizayis, Shochten Olav. It seems from Rashi that it's enough if he can eat one single kizayis. Every single manui on the Karban Pesach is required to eat a minimum of kizayis. And that appears in the Rambam right here in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. But the Rambam writes that if a Yochid is shechting the Korban Pesach for himself, then he has to be royal lechel as kulo. He argues with Rashi. Rashi says, in Psachim he has to be, it's sufficient if he can eat one kezayis. Just like any case of menuyim. So if he's levado, nothing changes. He has to guarantee that he eats a kezayis. Whereas the Rambam requires that the Yochid has to be able to eat the entire Korban Pesach. And what do we conclude from this Rambam? The Shittas HaRambam is based on the premise that the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach is chal on the entire Korban. It's not just the chiyuv of kezayis, like in the case of matzah and morar. Because with regard to the Achilas Korban Pesach, there's a twofold mitzvah. The mitzvah Achilas Pesach has two dimensions to it. One is the chiyuv derami akarkafta, the gavra, the chovas gavra, to eat a kezayis Pesach on leil tesvav, like eating a kezayis matzah. And that's a chiyuv in Korban Pesach as a special mitzvah achila. But in addition to that, the Torah says that there's a din korban which requires that you eat the entire Pesach, es ha Pesach kulo, and that's engendered by the din korban Pesach, lechol b'toras korban to lechol es kulo. And you'll see in Hari Kedem, he quotes the Rav as saying that this additional chiyuv of eating the entire Korban Pesach, according to the Rambam, and not just sufficing with a kezayis, that additional chiyuv is midine Korban Pesach, not midine b'sar kodshim, but rather midin Korban Pesach. So you have the Chovas Gavra, and there's a din b'toras Pesach, that the Pesach has to be eaten kulo, every single part of the Korban has to be eaten. Now let's fast forward to Perek Ches Milchus Korban Pesach. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah min amuvchar lechol besara Pesach, im lo achal al kezayis yotze yidei chovoso. The language of the Rambam, if you read it carefully, seems to indicate that the mitzvah chatchila is to eat the entire Korban Pesach. B'dieved, as a fallback position, if he only ate a kezayis, he fulfilled his chiyuv. But the din is, l'chatchila, to eat more than a kezayis. And that must be a din in Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach is a din, a chiyuv, to eat the entire Korban Pesach. And any part of the Korban Pesach that he eats is included in that chiyuv of v'yachlas habasam alay lazeh. And therefore, if we come back to the Rambam in Perek Beis that we began with, namely that a Yochid who shechs the Korban Pesach, and he has no other menuyim, he has to be roy lechol es kulo, what it means is that this din of achilas kulo is not just the din of achilas kodshim, but it's a din of achilas Korban Pesach. It's built into the din of Korban Pesach itself. And if he's not roy lechol es kulo, then it's not considered liochlov shel Korban Pesach, because it's not roy to mekayim the chiyuv and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And perhaps the source for this Rambam is the sugyan Psachim Adaf Pehe. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, v'etzem lo sishbru bo umani mekayim v'yochlos habosa b'layla zeh, boso sha'al gabe yoetzem. Oh, eino ela bebasa shebetocha etzem amni kaim v'yetzem lo sishbo v'yetzem shein bo moach. Avo betzem sheyesh bo moach shover v'yochel. V'altisma sharei yovo esei v'yidchel losase. The Gemara postulates a conflict here, a tension between, on the one hand, the mitzvah of v'yochlos habasa b'layla hazeh, and on the other hand, the Iser of the Etzem Los Ishbru Bo, because there's Basar inside the Etzem. And the question is, why is that a stira? Why does Gemara feel compelled to resolve this with Esei Dochalosas, etc., etc.? Why not just assume that he could eat a Kezayis mi Basar, and that's the Basar Gabi Etzem, and then there's nothing to be matir eating the Basar inside the Etzem? And Tosus basically formulates this question in the name of the Rashba. He writes,
Kasha dehacha efshel lekayim shneim. Why can't he fulfill both of them? This is not your classical essay, dochalosa, sir. And he gives a teretz in the name of Reb Chaim Cohen that lirava shepirish liel begumrasa the osim yishum hefseid kodshim osi shapir. However, we could give a different answer to this question. And that is that the Ochlas Abbas B'layla Zeh, in addition to being a Chovas Gavra, to fulfill a mitzvah Vachila, which is Kizayis, there's an additional mitzvah, B'toras, Achilas HaPesach, that it has to be Nechal. And that means Nechal Kulo. And that's why the Gemara postulates a stira. How can you eat Kulo if you can't break the Etzah? I want to talk to you a little bit about the dam of Pesach Korban Gerus. We'll see what we mean in a minute. Rashi, in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Bamidra Tes, Pasuk Yedalid, it says, Ki yogur itchem ger v'yosa Pesach Hashem, says Rashi, Yochal kolam is gayer, yase Pesach miyad, Talmud Lomar, chuka achas. Rashi has a havamina that every single ger should bring a korban Pesach, and that's a korban that's kavul ozman biyudal benisa b'chaga Pesach. In other words, when you read the pasuk v'chi yogur itchem ger v'yosa Pesach Hashem, it sounds like, and that's what Rashi indicates as a havamina, yochel kolam is gayer yase Pesach miyad. The very day, whatever day of the year it is, and any day of the calendar of the year, he's of his gerus. That's the day in which he should bring a korban Pesach immediately. And it's a very strange havamina to say that a ger, every single ger, will bring a korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is only on Yudalit. It's kavul ozman. Now let's look at Rashi a little bit fast forward. I'm sorry, a little bit back forward. In the parasha of Korban Pesach, in Shmos Yud Beis in Parshas Bo, it says V'haya Adam Lachem Lios Al Abatim. Rashi says V'nosan Lehem Shtei Mitzvos Dam Pesach Udam Mila. And the question we want to ask on this Rashi is, why would the Torah have to again give Klal Yisrael a mitzvah, a command on a mitzvah of Mila? Rashi says, Dam Pesach without Mila. The mitzvah of Mila was already given to Avraham Avinu. And now we need a brand new command, a mandate of Mila at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the answer is that the mitzvah of Mila here is not the mitzvah of Mila that was given to Avraham Avinu and to his descendants. Here we're talking about a brand new mitzvah of Mila. And how do we know this? We learn the sugya in Krisus Daf Tes of Gerus, and it seems from that sugya that the Mila of Mitzrayim, right before they left Egypt, and the Korban Pesach was all part of Gerus. The Gemara says, Ma avoseichem lo nichnesu lebris, ela b'milu tvila. And the Gemara goes on to say, Bishleim emila dechsiv ki mulim hayu kalam ayotzim. Rashi says, Dam Pesach v'dam Mila. It means that the Mila in Mitzrayim was a Mila of Gerus. And through this Mila, they entered into the Bris, into the Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, there's a new mitzvah of Mila that's given in Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Mila of Avraham Avinu has nothing to do with Gerus. It's not a Mila of Gerus. That's the Mila that applies not only to Avraham Avinu's children through Yitzchak and Yaakov, etc. It also applies to the Bnei Keturah. And they're not even Bnei Bris. It's a separate mitzvah of Mila. But here, overly, it's Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Before they left Mitzrayim, there was a new Mila, Bitoris Mila of Gerus. And that's absolutely clear. Now, if that be the case, then when Rashi adds here Dam Pesach, again, let's go back to the Rashi. The Rashi says, B'domayich Dam Pesach V'dam Mila. It would seem that Rashi's Dam Pesach
is not a reference to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach as a general mitzvah, but there's a brand new nesina of a mitzvah of Dam Pesach that's being given here as part of the Korban of Gerus. A ger has to bring a korban. Mila is not enough. And the Dam Pesach is a korban of Gerus. The korban Pesach in Mitzrayim was a korban of Gerus no less than Mila was a Mila shel Gerus. And therefore, what was given to the Mitzrayim, says Rashi, B'damayich, is both Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. And when they put the dam as an os on the bottom, that was a demonstration of the Maisa Gerus. And there's a proof for this in the Mechilta and Parshas Bo on the Pasuk Mishchu Ukhu Lachem Tzon. Mishchu Me'avodah Zorah. What it means is that through the Korban Pesach, they were Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, and they cut themselves off from Avodah Zorah. And that makes sense now, because the Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim is a Maisa Gerus, and therefore it's an act of Meshicha from Nimshechu Me'avodah Zorah. It's a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim that takes place. It's a composite of A plus B of Mila and Tefila. And in addition to Mila and Tefila, they need Artzah's Damim. That means Dam of a Korban. That's the clincher that completes the process of Mila. And which dam Mila and which dam was used for Artzah's damim? Which dam? It's the dam of a korban. But which korban? It means that in addition to the special korban again that applies universally, in the case of Mitzrayim, it was the dam Pesach, and that was the dam that was placed on the batim on the mashkof as an os, demonstrating the Maisa Gerus, the mishku kru lachem. And if everything here is a Maisa Gerus, whether it's Mila, Tefila, Artzah's Damim, we understand that coming back to our original Rashi, that Rashi has a Hava Mina V'chiyagur Itchem Ger V'yosa Pesach Hashem, that perhaps even Lidoros, every single Ger has to bring a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim was a Korban of Gerus, and just like the Gerus of Mitzrayim was through the Korban Pesach, every Ger needs not only Mila, just like in Mitzrayim they needed Mila, but he also needs Dam of Korban Pesach. That's part of his Gerus. And that's what the Pasuk is telling, is being Mechadish, the Chiyogur Itchem Ger, that there's no Chiyuv for a Ger to do a Pesach as part of the process of Gerus. The Korban Pesach Lidoros is only on Yudalid B'Nisan, and the only exception was that one moment in time in which Klal Yisrael, before they left Mitzrayim, underwent Gerus through the Dam Pesach together with the Dam Mila. And not only that, there's a lock in Gerus of Bezdin. Bezdin is part of the process of Gerus. And the Mechilta in Bo, on the Pasuk, in Shmos Yudbeis, Pasuk Chafal, says, Vayikra Moshe l'chol Ziknei Yisrael, says the Mechilta Shason Moshe l'Bezdin. The Ziknei Yisrael became a Bezdin. Why at that moment in time did they have to become and play the role of Bezdin? The answer is because in Mitzrayim, there was a process of Gerus through Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, and that has to be done by Bezdin. And the Ziknei Yisrael were appointed by Moshe as a Bezdin. Take a look in Yevamos on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Tosis there says that Moshe, when he broke the Luchos, he dashed in the Kal V'chomer. Ma Pesach Shu Echad Mitarig Mitzvahs Omra Torah Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochel Bo Is a Torah Kulo Lo Kol Shkein. In other words, it means that at the time of the Egel, Bnei Yisrael never had its status of a Ben Nechar. And if a Ben Nechar does not participate in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, why should he participate in any of the Tariq mitzvahs? And therefore Moshe broke the Luchos. So Tosfos says, I don't get it. What's the proof from Achilas Kodshim to call it Torah Kula? But the answer is, according to what we said, that Matan Torah was the completion and the clincher of the Geirus, as the Gemara tells us in Krisus. And therefore the Kal v'chomer that Moshe wanted to darshan is if at the beginning of Geirus, which was clinched by the Korban Pesach, the Torah says, Kol benecha lo yochel bo, how much more so Geirus, which in its complete form takes place at Matan Torah, a mumar l'korban pesach would be possible b'toras ben nechar, and therefore mumar l'kol haTorah kula would also be possible. How can we accept him as a ger? The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Mechusrei Kapora, Perek Aflach Beis Paskins, that if a ger undergoes Mila and Tefillah, but he hasn't yet brought his Karbon, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim. And that's the sugya at the beginning of the second parak of Krisus. But I don't get it. The Gemara in Masechta Yevamos Ayin Aleph quotes the drasha of Rabbi Akiva, Toshav v'sachir lo yochel bo, l'rabos ger shemol v'lo toval, di asur b'karben Pesach. Rabbi Akiva derives from a special pasuk, Yalfusa, that until the ger brings his karbon, he's not allowed to eat from the karbon Pesach. And why does Rabbi Akiva need such a pasuk? L'chora, he can't eat from the karbon Pesach because he hasn't brought his karbon gerus. His gerus is incomplete. We're talking about a ger shemol v'lo toval, and he hasn't yet brought his karbon ager. In such a case, as we saw in the Rambam Mechusa Kapora, he's not allowed to eat from Kodshim, he can't eat from the Karban Pesach. Why does Rabbi Akiva feel compelled to darshan a special pasuk and derive the psul, the Isur of Karban Pesach, in the case of a ger shelo avias karbono? And it would seem that Hartzah's damim, the bringing of a karbon, is a chiyuv karbon ola, and in order to be machshir the ger to eat kodshim, it might be sufficient that he bring a karbon pesach. And therefore there was a havamina that if he brings the karbon pesach, he would be allowed to eat kodshim, because that karbon pesach would be sufficient to clinch his gerus. Now as far as the iser of ben nechar lo yochal bo, there's a fundamental machlokes between Tosis and the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes Milchus Karban Pesach begins by saying, Orel she'ochal kizayis mipsar Pesach lokesh, and Orel Orel lo yochal bo. Bo hu she'na ochel, aval ochel hu matzah u'mara. V'chein mutu lahachil, matzah u'mara l'ger toshav v'sachir. And the Rambam is really codifying a brisa at the end of Masechta Pesachim. The Gemara derives from the pasuk called Orel Oyochal Bo that an Orel and a Ben Nechar are allowed to eat matzah and maror. Tosis in Pesachim Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis Divra Amastel called Orel Oyochal Bo asks the following question: Tema. Gabi ben Nechar shu mumar amayitz trich krab shita shachayv lechol matzah to achayv b'chol mitzvah samuris b'torah. Why do we need a pasuk to exclude ben Nechar who's a mumar? I'm sorry, not to exclude, but to include a ben Nechar who's a mumar in the mitzvah of matzah. I mean, a mumar is chayv in all mitzvahs of the Torah. The ikar mashmalon, the motzi ochil mehem, afagav the osur bepesach. Tos says perhaps he'll suggest that since the ben nechar is not allowed to eat in the karban pesach, therefore he is not allowed to eat matzah. So as Tos says, that's not a good answer either. Hanami pshita diotu matzah kedushis be. There's no justification for an analogy between karban pesach, which is kodshim, and matzah, which is chulin, as we discussed earlier today. And Tosis comes up with an answer that the pasuk is really coming to teach us that these Orel Benechar Chayev and Matzah Umarar, even though they don't eat the Karban Pesach. And that's what Tosis writes on Daf Kuf Chof Amid Aleph, Dibra Maskel Kol Benechar. The Rambam on the other hand writes, V'chein muto lahachil matza ubara leger toshav ulesachir. He seems to interpret the Gemara Kipshuto that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that a Ben Necher is allowed to eat matzah umarar. But Tosus asks a very strong kasha, and now we can deflect this kasha to the Rambam. Lomali Kra, why do we need a Pasuk to be matir? A Ben Necher and matzah umarar, auto matzah kedusha isbei? What kedusha does the matzah have that we can equate it with Karban Pesach as kachim? And perhaps we can talk about the Iser Aral of Venecher and Karban Pesach, not as a din in Karban Pesach, B'Torah Shem Kodshim, B'Torah Shem Karban, but rather this is an Iser that's a din, Mesuyam, a special din in Pesach, B'Torah's Pesach, as distinct from all Kodshim. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Losa Sekuf Lamed Hei, writes that there's an Iser of Arelus in all Kodshim. And the Rambam says that the Iser in all Kodshim is derived from Truma. That in Truma it says, Toshav is Sachir. They're allowed to eat Truma, but not Arel. And all of Kodshim has the same din as Truma to exclude Arel. But he doesn't include Karban Pesach in the general Iser of Arel and Kodshim. It seems that the Iser Arel and Karban Pesach is a special in the category unto itself, an independent Iser that was formulated with regard to Pesach. And if you look in the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, you will see that he has a similar idea. The definition or the fundamental essence of the Iser of an Arel with regard to Karban Pesach is the mitzvah of achila of Karban Pesach. And within the context of that mitzvah of achilas Karban Pesach, the Torah added an Isur to give the Karban Pesach and feed it to an Arel and a Ben Nechar. And the reason for this is because the achilas Pesach Matzah Morar is not just a simple universal mitzvah achila, but in addition to the Mais Achila, is also a Kiyum of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Achila of Karban Pesach with the Matz and the Morar. And that's what the Pasuk indicates in Dvarim, Tezayin, at the end of Re'eh, it says, Laman Tizkar Yom Tzeischom Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Laman Tizkar Al Yidei Achilas HaPesach VeHamatza Es Yom Tzeischa. And this is derived from the Pasuk Ubavur Zeh. And Chazal say, Zelo amarti el b'shosh ha-matzu morabu nochim lefanecha. Lechem oni, the Gemara Darshan says, Shaonim olav dvarim harbe. And Pesach, it says, v'amartem zevach Pesach. The Ramban in Milchamos, at the beginning of a set of brachos, on the member of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom Omar, Gimel Dvarim Eilu Yotzidei Chovoso, the Rambam holds, he's lacking in his complete total fulfillment of Pesach Matzah Umarar. Because the Torah establishes these mitzvos as part and parcel of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, if he eats the matzah without Haseba, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah according to the Rosh. Why? Because the chefetz of matzah has to be eaten derech cherus. The derech cherus is an integral part of the mitzvah of matzah. And if that be the case, then we could say that the reason for the Iser Torah of a Ben Nechar with regard to Pesach is because a Ben Nechar is completely excluded. He's mufka from Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. And therefore, he's enjoined from eating the Karban Pesach. That's not a din in Karban Pesach with Torah's Kedushas Karban, but rather it's a din of Sipur that's included, that's inherent in the mitzvah of Yachlu HaSabasar B'layla Zeh. Just like we say, Matzah Zuhanu Ochlem Al Shuv, Matzah Mara Zeh, we also say Pesach Zeh. The Pasuk is telling me, Lo Yochal Bo, that the Ben Nechar doesn't eat the Karban Pesach, and we would assume therefore that he doesn't eat the matzah the Maror. We begin to appreciate the chidush. Tosus asks, what was the havamina that a ben nechar would be enjoined from eating matzah umara of the chikdush ispe? And the Rambam took this gemara very straightforward kipshuta, that there's a real bona fide havamina that ben nechar is excluded from matzah umara. The answer is because just like a ben nechar is excluded from korban pesach because of the element of CPT sutraim in the mitzvah of korban pesach, so too a ben nechar should be excluded from the mitzvah of achilas matzah insofar as there's an element of CPT's mitzrayim in the midst of matzah, kamash v'lon. That's what the Gemara derives from the pasuk that Orel ben Echar don't eat from the Korban Pesach, bo aval ochlim b'matzah umara. And that's the gevaldik chiddush, that matzah umara is different than Korban Pesach, and even though matzah umara have inherent in that mitzvah an element, a dimension of Sipritis Mitzrayim, which would certainly exclude the Ben Nechar, but nevertheless, they still have, these Mumrim still have a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and Morah. And perhaps we could shed a light on this by looking at the Sefer Achinuch of Mitzvah Yud Gimel. He writes, Misharshe Mitzvah Zu Mashikosvu Bishchitaso Zecher Lenise Mitzrayim Al Kain Roy Shalo Yochel Bo Mishumad. Achashanu osim also li osu zikaron shebanu biosu zman lachsos pekanfe ashkido v'nichnisu bebris haTorah v'emuna v'ein rain roy shenachol mivenu l'mishu hefech mizeh. In other words, that we exclude the ben nechar from Korban Pesach because the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is related, is a zecher l'nisei Mitzrayim, and this mishumad doesn't have a right to be invited to take part in the Os and the Zikaron of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Os and that experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the process of Gerus, of coming into Kanfei Hashchina, Nichlusu Bebris HaTorah, and we should not include this Arel, this Ben Nechar, because he's the opposite. He's not interested in entering into the Bris of Torah. It's very clear that we see from this Sefer Achinuch that the din of Orel and Ben Nechar, as far as Korban Pesach, is not a din in Kodshim, but rather it's a din in the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, insofar as that mitzvah is connected and reflects Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Yevamos, we mentioned it earlier, Shlosha Dvarim, Asa Moshe Midaita Vizkima Daita L'Das HaMokom, Shibir Asa Luchos. What led Moshe Rabbeinu to the conclusion that he should break the Luchos? My Dorash Omar, Uma Pesach Shu Echad Mishesh Meos Ushloshes Rei Mitzvos, Omra Torah Ben Nechar Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo HaTorah Kula V'Yisrael Mumrim Alachas Kama V'Kama. Satosa says he doesn't really understand the Kal V'Chomer in the technical, you know, conditions that have to be met, the standards that the Halacha sets for a Kal V'Chomer, because there's a difference between Pesach. Pesach is unique because it's Kodshim. Kol HaTorah Kula, there's no Kodshim. Maybe we should teach them to do the mitzvahs of Kol HaTorah Kula, and to be machzor them b'tshuva. And this Tosfos l'shitaso, that the Iser ben Necher in Kodshim is a din in Korban Pesach is a din in Kodshim. But the way we interpret the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch, Moshe's Kal V'Chomer is sharp, it's smooth. Moshe said that if ben Necher is enjoined from eating the Korban Pesach because he's excluded from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Yesod of Torah and Amunah, how much more so should be excluded from that same, for that same reason, from the Torah Atzma, the Torah itself? She Klal HaKol, which includes everything. So again, we have Machlokes Shin Tos in the Rambam, how to understand the nature of the Iser of Ben Nechar in Korban Pesach. Is it a din in Kodshim? And if so, it has no, there's no justification for an analogy to matzah because matzah doesn't have kedusha, and there's no justification for a havamina that other mitzvahs he should be excluded, this Ben Necha should be excluded. But according to the Rambam, the nature and the yisod of the exclusion of a Ben Necha from Korban Pesach is because of the yisod of Satorah Vemuna of Sibitzis Mitzrayim, he's a Ben Necha. Therefore, we understand that whenever there's an inyan of Hamuna, of Sipitis Mitzrayim, the Ben Necha logically should be excluded. We want to exclude him from Matzah because Matzah has an element of Sipitis Mitzrayim. And we want to exclude him from Kol HaTor Kula, which is the Atzma Shel Torah and Hamuna. And perhaps this would shed a light on the Rambam in Perek Vav, Milchus Chometz U'Matzah Lochetes. Chalos toder kike nozir shosol son li atzmo ein yotzim bohem shenemu shmarte vesa matzos matza mishtameres li in matza bilvadu she yotzim bo avol zua mishtameres li in zevach ein yotzim bo. The Rambam holds that the deficiency, the psul of matzah, of chalos todah for the mitzvah of matzah, is because it's mishtamrim li inyan zevach. And that passels, that undermines the lishma of matzah's mitzvah, ushmatras of matzahs. You have to bake the matzahs l'shem mitzvah. Here he's doing it for the zevach. And perhaps we can understand it on a deeper level based on the Ralbag in Parshas Bo. He writes, Hashoresh hachamishi hu shiyehei mitzvos bilti mitztarfos l'dover acher. He writes that our mitzvah should not be connected to something else, to something alien. Kimo, and what's the example he gives? Chalos toder kike nazir. Shenemar be'erev tochlu matzah, shetiyenu mitzvahs, bezulas shem levai. That the mitzvah should be matzah, without any addition of any accompanying name. Ushmartem es ha-matzos, shmuros l'shem matzah. V'elu einam shmurus l'shem matzah l'shem zevach shein bo's imo v'hoyezekein l'fisha matzah yizecha l'itzias mitzrayim v'elu ha-mitzus shehem im shem levai heim l'kavon acheres. It seems that the Ralbag also reflects what we said is the shittas of Rambam, that the chisaron of Chalos Todah and Rikike Nazir is because they were Shtamros L'Inyan Zevach. And you see clearly that the Heftz of Matzah, according to Ralbag, is Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. And therefore we need it purely L'Shem Yitzis Mitzrayim, L'Shem Matzah, without any Shem Levi, without being, in a sense, compounded and distracted, so to speak, by Kavona L'Shem Zevach, L'Shem Todah, L'Shem Rikike Nazir. It's got to be purely L'Shem Matzah, says the Ralbag, because Matzah is Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Perhaps there's an afkamina between Tosis and the Rambam in terms of Ben Nechar and other Kodshim. Orel has the din of a Tomei as far as Pesach is concerned, and he has the same status that disqualifies him from Truma and Meiser. However, with regard to the status of a Mumar, we find a distinction between Pesach on the one hand and Truma Meiser Sheni on the other hand. And that's the Sugim Psochem Adav Tzarivav, that the Pasuk V'chol Benecha L'yochel Bo, Bo Himarta Das Posels Vein Hamaras Hadas Posels Betruma. It means that a Mumar is not excluded from Truma, even though he's excluded from Korban Pesach. And the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Aleph says the same thing applies to Maaser Sheni. The Mumar is not excluded from Maaser Sheni. What would be the din of a Mumar in general in Kodshim? Leave aside Truma and Maaser Sheni. Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis assumes Mumarim Mumar is poselus bekodesh. It seems that in all kodshim, there's a separate lav of v'chol b'necha l'yochal bo. It's not a separate din in Korban Pesach. It's not limited to Korban Pesach. And perhaps this really depends on the machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos holds that the Isur of kol b'necha is noeg in Korban Pesach because of the Torah's kodshim shebo. And if that be the case, it should be applied universally by analogy to all kodshim. And therefore, Tosfos asks the kasha, why do we need a pasuk to tell you that an Arel Benecher is allowed to eat matzu morar or to matzu mar kedushis bay. However, the Rambam, who holds that the isur of mumar is a special isur within the context of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it's not midin kodshim, midin mitzvah sachilas Korban Pesach, then there's no reason why we should universalize and by analogy expand this psul of mumar to all kodshim. It's a special halacha, a unique halacha that's limited to Korban Pesach. In Hari Kedem, at the end of Siman Nun Ches, the Rav points out that you won't find in the Rambam the Isur of an Oved Avodah Zorah, who has the status, of course, of a Mumar, in Achilas Kodshin. You only find it with regard to Pesach. And this is the Rambam Lishitoso, that the Isur of Ben Nechar and Mumar is limited to Korban Pesach. It doesn't apply to other Korbanos. That's why he leaves it out. He leaves out the case of Oved Avodah Zorah. And we explained it because the Rambam needs a pasuk to be Matir Ben Necher and Matzu Morar, even though Matzu Morar have no Kedusha, because according to the Rambam, the Yisod, the essence of the Isur of Ben Necher in Achilas Korban Pesach, is because he's not included in the mitzvos halayla of Leil Tesvav, whereas the Chinuch says he's not included in the Amuna of the Zechel Yitzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's poshut that this Isur of Ben Nechar, of Mumar, is limited to Korban Pesach insofar as Pesach is Zechel Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's part of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, it represents the paradigm of Amuna, and a Mumar is excluded as no implication whatsoever for Shar Kodshim, and we need therefore a pasuk of Bo Velo B'Truv Velo B'Maiser, and Hu Adin Yesh Lilmod Bo Velo B'Shar Kodshim. The Isur Pesach is not B'Toras Kodshim, but B'Toras the separate, unique mitzvah, the singular mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach B'Leil Tesvav, and therefore it cannot be expanded beyond the confines of the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. So we were able to cover quite a few dimensions of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Yiratzo, may it be his will, it be zoche, that the bayis will be rebuilt speedily in our times. We still have 3 weeks, and we'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach, bizmano, ken yiratzon.